Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, patriots out there in very soggy Pacific Northwest, and we are loving the rain. It's supposed to be this series of this river. They call it a river of. Well, anyway, it's a series of storms. I don't know if we got our good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you.
How
good morning
over there.
Well, just fine. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday,
yes,
where the truth of God is black and white, even in the rain.
Oh, yeah, we're loving it. Got a nice, warm, cozy fire. It's just like kind of foggy out. And
hey,
just...
we have a nice, warm, cozy fire thanks to our listeners.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
This bailed us out.
Yep.
This was a really rough, you know, just a 2021. Well, for everybody, for all kinds of reasons.
Right.
But
through a drought like that.
And we went through a couple of different types of droughts this year. And man, the Lord came through. Many of you, just thank you guys for your support. A lot of you guys jumping on there and just helping by sending in $5 or $10 or $20 a month and just pledging, you know, that $25 a month or anything. But just the $5 a month, just all those add up. And I mean, there's not a ton, but it helps. It really helps offset. So
that's right.
A little relief there. Thank you. So,
well, and it also says that every time it rains, consider that a blessing from the Lord.
That's true. That's true. Unless it's being used as judgment, like who knows how many are being
flooded,
washed away from all these things. Northern California with all these storms coming through.
Yeah.
They're saying all these forest fires, they've activated emergency operation centers for like amateur radio emergency communications,
right?
In several places because they're anticipating major landslides, mudslides from like 20 inches of rain. I saw one report they're expecting, and this is supposed to run through, you know, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tuesday. Interesting on this note, check this out. Today, apparently, according to Todd Starnes, today Fox Weather will embrace climate change coverage. Yeah,
oh,
listen to
wow.
this. Huh. Okay, so Fox Weather, the new 24-hour sister network of Fox News, is launching today, Monday, and will strongly embrace climate change as part of its coverage, according to multiple press reports. So they're saying that it will become a competitor to the Weather Channel and AccuWeather.
Right.
We use AccuWeather, but will be available for – okay, so, quote, if you're asking about climate change is part of our lives, Sherry Berg, the Fox executive who will head the division, told Variety. Remember, climate change is the biggest scam, had been the largest scam on – the world in human history until the Wuhan flu scamdemic, plandemic came along.
That's right.
And so she says, it's how we live. It's not going to be ignored. We will be reporting facts.
Well, okay.
So liar.
So here's the funny part. All of the globalists that have been pushing this man-made global warming, well, then it was global cooling because it got so cold. I mean, Al Gore was even getting snowed out at all of his so-called global warming conferences that he was holding. they had to cancel because there was so much snow. And so that was a huge joke. So then they changed it to global cooling, right?
Right.
And so in my book, I was like, don't you just mean like the daily change in weather? Because that's what they mean. I mean, seriously, they have made these same preposterous claims since the late 1800s.
Right.
You know, ridiculous things that, you know, everybody, all of humanity is going to drown. The world is going to, you know, be flooded. And, you know, the first time that was said was in the late 1800s. Real close to like 1891, I think. And so the fact that they quoted that almost verbatim with Al Gore. And and you right. know his inconvenient lie, right?
Yep.
Oh, truth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, what a joke that was. So anything that they have to say about it is a joke, and the daily change in weather is more exactly like what they're going to be reporting on. Only they're going to be calling the Weather Channel climate change. It is. It's the same thing that they're right. going to be talking about. Only they're going to watch the drama come in. Every time it's hot, it's going to be like, oh, scorching record temperatures. Or it's cooler, they're going to be like, oh no, global cooling. You see, it's going to be
the fault of the unvaccinated. You know, conservative Christians or something. But just real quick here, and we'll tie this up and wrap this up and then move on to our, you know, daily word of the day. But a 2019 Pew study found that 45% of conservative Republicans believe that climate change was a function of natural earth cycles. And another 39% believed humans only played some role in the phenomena. Even more editorial changes could come at Fox when Murdoch, now 90, passes and leaves control to James Murdoch, his son, who has been a strong supporter of climate change initiatives.
Oh, yes.
The new cult. Wow. This is the new, besides the COVID and vaccine cult, we have the climate cult.
And Rupert Murdoch has been such a facilitator and vehicle for the media coordination, the global media coordination,
yes.
Spreading the same incorrect lies
right.
and well, the same lies and the same information to the whole world.
Well, and you know, just like this series of storms coming in, if the climate is changing so bad and it's such a detrimental thing, then how about if they stop changing the doggone climate? Stop messing with it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, if they would just shut down all of the
the HAARP systems.
Yeah, the HAARP systems, yeah. The geoengineering.
Right.
If, you know, Air Force would stop doing all the stuff they're doing with that, you know. Yeah, we'd have totally different normal weather.
Well, especially if it did what they said it's supposed to do. It's supposed to, well, we'll never have drought. We'll never have wildfires. We'll have the perfect amount of snowpack and water for... you know, every year we can increase our production of crops. Well, what's happening is the exact opposite.
Right. Intentionally. They are putting a massive drought in all of the big ag areas and flooding in areas that, you know, oh boy, it's just
not
opposite.
Conspiracy theory
right.
stuff, you know, sadly. So we do believe, you know, that the climate is changing, but we believe that it's because it's being manipulated, you know, to fill an agenda.
Right.
Well, that's what I believe.
Yep.
And here's the thing, though. Are we all going to be underwater? Are we all going to scorch? Are we all going to, you know, is the sun going to just like burn out? Look to the Bible. Just look to the word of God.
Yep.
And you're going to see God gave us exactly the right amount, actually in abundance, more than we'll ever use, natural gas, oil, fuel, everything we need is going to be here until he returns and
That's
reestablishes
right.
everything. We're not going to run out of any type of devastating, catastrophic, weather-related stuff is going to be judgment from God on evil on the earth
right.
during a specific period of time. Before he comes back and reestablishes his kingdom on earth. So there you go. We have everything we need. We're not going to run out of it. We're not going to vaporize.
And
we're not going to freeze to death or be underwater.
And first of all, we're not even overpopulated. We're not into food shortages. That has been, we have so much land available for food production. It's not even funny. But it's all been put into crop rotation program that has been funded by the government so people stop growing food. Mm-hmm. If they would just stop the CRP programs, we would have so much food, we wouldn't have enough place to put it. And seriously, that's been a major issue with all the farmers is they've quit growing because the government is paying them to put it into natural grasses.
And we have catastrophic supply situations now with coffee.
Yeah, right.
Now, I want to talk about that more. I wish we had time. Well, we'll see if we can squeeze that in there. Coffee. Get your store up on coffee now.
That's right. From Minutemen.
Yeah, absolutely. And they get a lot of, they have Colombian
That's right.
Coffee.
So stock up while you can.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll hold off because I could just run another rabbit trail on the coffee supply situation as well.
Yep.
From a conversation I had with my dad.
Yeah.
But let's do the word of the day first to absolutely make sure we don't run out of time to do that.
Okay, so the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from Jude chapter 1, verses 14 and 15, which read, "Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men also, saying, Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him." And that's him with a capital H.
Oh.
And that's it. Okay. And so that such a fascinating text that the word that really jumped out to me there, because this is more of a warning against ungodly deeds that will be punished, you know. But it's also a speech warning, like how have we spoken harsh things against the Lord. Hmm. And we had heard that we speak an average of 16,000 words per day, which adds up to an average of 5,280,000 words per year. And it says that every single one of us is going to be held accountable for every idle word. Wow. That we've ever spoken. And so when it says here, and of all the harsh things that ungodly sinners have spoken against him, harsh jumped out at me, and I thought, well, okay, so what would be considered harsh speech against the Lord? And so really anything short of what we see his angels directing to him in heaven, anything short of that is going to be harsh, because his angels are praising his perfect holiness and unimaginable magnificence that he has with, you know, if we're not doing that with a spirit of humble thankfulness, that would be considered harsh.
Yeah.
In heaven, where they have such reverence for the Lord that all they sit there in just awe of him saying, holy, 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 all through eternity.
Right.
And so you could imagine anything that we'd be saying outside of that would be not fit for the kingdom, would be a harsh word against the Lord, who is perfect and merciful and compassionate and kind and perfect, you know, the creator.
Right.
Of all things, the perfect creator of all things. And so, you know, I kind of envisioned, you know, it's any man, mere man, saying anything harsh about the Lord would kind of be like you've got this little chunk of dirt that would be putting down, you know, something stellar like the world's most expensive gemstone. It's called the Pink Star Diamond, right?
Oh, yeah.
Which had originally sold for like $83 million. And yikes. So, and then apparently it just resold in 2021 for $63 million. And it was bought by Chinese Sotheby's CEO Kevin Ching. And So a Chinese guy now owns the Pink Star Diamond. But so if you could imagine.
Chinese capitalist.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Little tangent there. I just wanted to give you a comparison. But if you could imagine a little chunk of dirt criticizing the Pink Star Diamond.
Oh, right. Right.
You know, wouldn't you be like, are you kidding? Look at that little piece of dirt. The audacity of that piece of dirt to say anything other than, oh my gosh, right?
You are beautiful.
You're beautiful.
Perfect.
Perfect, right? It would be,
yeah, very
like
true.
That. And so it's very, it's, that's a dangerous thing. The tongue is a dangerous thing, especially in regard to harsh words.
And that could be anything.
You
are, yeah, just bitterness, complaining, unthankfulness, what's a couple other
whining.
Well, yeah, it was
complaining.
The complaining,
yeah.
Heart,
yep.
You know, and,
yep.
And verbalizing that and not showing thankfulness to him. And like I said, bitterness, strife, all of those, jealousy, those words that are an affront or an offense.
Right.
And the opposite of the fruits of the Spirit.
Right.
Really. So.
Yeah. And so that's kind of a, it's kind of a scary thing to think that even the saved, the forgiven, are going to have to give an account for every idle word. And yikes. And so we worry about that, because you think about who you were before you were saved, and things that you had said, you know, even things that you said out of just flat out ignorance that would be insulting to the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, how unfortunate. So
can you just start over?
I know.
It's like, go back to 5 years old,
exactly.
Or 4.
Exactly.
Start over with what I know now.
Right. I know. Don't you wish that, you know, it's a learning process, mm-hmm. a very in-depth learning process, I might say. So,
well, that's a good one and a great reminder for us to mind our words. Every idle word will be judged one day.
That's right.
Yikes. Well, keep that in mind. Today's a great time to turn stuff around.
That's right.
If this is an area that you need to be mindful of and watchful of. So,
yep.
All right. Well, thank you, Lady Liberty. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. And it'll be a short, kind of semi-short segment two. But great discussion, great word of the day. This segment was brought to you by U.S. Law Shield, providing legal defense for self-defense. Whether you're faced with a criminal or civil legal situation or a red flag law type of situation, they will come to your aid. For Radio Free Redoubt listeners and Amron members, it's just a discounted rate of $11 a month. You can't afford not to have it. And to get that, use the coupon code, or rather use the affiliate link, which is at radiofreeredoubt.com. Over on the right-hand side, you'll find that banner for U.S. Law Shield. Click on that banner, and that'll ensure you get that discounted rate. All right, stick around. Segment two coming up right after this.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Therefore, propaganda is vastly more important in democratic societies.
In recognizing a communist, physical appearance counts for nothing. If he openly declares himself to be a communist, we take his word for it. If a person consistently reads and advocates the views expressed in a communist publication, he may be a communist. If a person supports organizations which reflect communist teachings, or organizations labeled communist by the Department of Justice, she may be a communist. If a person defends the activities of communist nations while consistently attacking the domestic and foreign policy of the United States, she may be a communist. If a person does all these things over a period of time, he must be a communist. But there are other communists who don't show their real faces, who work more silently.
All right, welcome back to segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. This is a Radio Free Redoubt production. Segment two brought to you by Prepping Tuba Gallagher. Over there, that podcast to help you take your preps to the next level, Prepping 2.0. But the website is prepping2-0.com. Quick reminder, we're learning more and more people in our circle and in our family are getting COVID. No big deal. Frontline, America's frontline doctors. If you go to radiofreeredoubt.com and click on COVID treatments, you know, that we've discussed, that was like September 26th, 27th. America's Frontline Doctors, there's a link to go to it. They will do telehealth conferencing. So It's like $90 if you're not showing symptoms, or $180 if you are, for your doctor. That's cheaper than a normal doctor visit.
Yep, that's right.
And I don't know if insurance covers it, but it's worth it if you just if you pay it. And then they will give you a prescription for hydroxychloroquine, which is like super potent version of quercetin, which is what we took, and ivermectin. So they will also give you prescriptions for that. So jump on it now. Start it now. Just stay ahead of the curve. Get the stuff on hand and ready to go, because the earlier you can punch that virus in the gut, the better off you're going to be.
That's right.
So, okay, Lady Liberty, you've got – what's this? We've got another component of this very important information that Sidney Powell's been bringing forth. So
that's right.
Talk about that.
That's right. A little bit more from the defendingtherepublic.org, which is Sidney Powell's website. And she has posted on there the complete Clint Curtis story, which is called Murder, Spies, and Voting Lies, because he is the computer programmer that was asked to invent and come up with a source code that you could hide, more or less, for flipping an election. And this program has been in use across the United States since 2000, and right. and manipulating all of our elections. So we have a short clip that Sydney has posted on her website there, and this is the clip called "The Spy."
Chinese and illegal
yes,
immigrant.
And so the spy is an illegal Chinese immigrant, and he works for the same company that told Clint Curtis that he had to make this election flipping system, right?
Yeah.
And so, oh my gosh, listen to this. It ties the Chinese right into our manipulated elections.
Yep.
And also shows like the beginning of where it started. This was 2000. This was going on
21 years now.
Yes, that the Chinese and Chinese spies have been pushing for these manipulated electronic voting machines.
Yep.
And they were the ones that funded the flipping of Virginia, by the way,
That's
into
right.
the Democrat / communist state that it is now. So anyway,
yep.
So listen up to this part of The Spy and Clint Curtis.
Yep. This is about 3 minutes. So just sit back and enjoy.
Why didn't you leave the building with a copy of the source code to prove what had gone on?
Because it's a secured site. You don't do that. We have government contracts and nothing is supposed to leave the building.
It is more difficult to get into the Yang offices than it is to get into a government office.
Really?
Yes. I was an employee of the Department of Transportation.
Florida Department of Transportation.
The Florida Department of Transportation. The department entered into a contract with Yang, I believe, in January of 99. I had known Mrs. Yang since approximately 94, 95.
They just seemed odd. Things were odd. You know, they had people sneaking up the back stairs, and they were downloading information from NASA that didn't seem like they should be doing that. You know, things like this.
They had a NASA contract, correct?
Yes.
And they have to have sort of top secret clearance to have this contract?
I would
assume
they must have some clearance, because, you know.
Did Feeney help them get that contract?
Don't know, but he has connections to NASA. His wife works there.
So you don't know if Feeney was instrumental in helping them get that particular contract. Okay, you said that they were downloading stuff from NASA software?
Yang Enterprises was bringing gigabytes of databases from NASA, and then they were handing it over to Henry Nee.
Who is Henry Nee?
Henry Nee was a little skinny Chinese guy that worked there, and he wasn't legal.
He was an illegal alien?
Mm-hmm.
Even while I was looking into the story, we then discovered the matter of Henry Nee.
They finally arrested him for sending missile chips to China.
Henry Nee was, in fact, arrested after a four-year sting last year on three counts of attempting to send Hellfire anti-tank missile chips to China.
And he admitted to doing it 20 times.
And he pled guilty to one of the charges and admitted it was a slow year. So they only did this 10 to 20 times. And when he was sentenced in October of 2004, he was sentenced to 3 years probation and a $100 fine.
Pretty weak, huh? He seems to think he's pretty much promised a green card as soon as he's done with his probation.
To this day, Mrs. Yang, I understand, says that Henry Nee never worked at Yang Enterprises, Inc.
It's one of the reasons you can prove that he was working on the project was the fact that they actually billed for him.
They're sending timesheets to you saying, here's who worked on what and how many hours they worked and so forth.
Correct.
One of them was Clint Curtis.
One of them was Clint Curtis.
One of them was Henry Nee.
One of them was Henry Nee.
She was regularly shipping information off to her brother in China.
She, Mrs. Yang,
Mrs.
the
Yang.
CEO. Okay. Right. Who was her brother in China?
Her brother, according to her, she got drunk one time and she was happy. And she was telling me about her brother had been thrown out of the country for spying. Of course, she said he didn't do it. But he'd been tossed for spying. And then she's doing all this correspondence. She said it was video games. And I asked her, should you really be shipping all this stuff to your brother since we have NASA contracts? And the government thinks he's a spy.
Okay, so this is really alarming stuff. And thanks for digging this up, Lady Liberty, and sharing it, because no other problem. Nobody else gets arrested until these people get arrested.
That's right.
As far as I'm concerned. That's the FBI's number one job. Nothing gets fixed in this country until this voter fraud situation gets fixed.
That's right. Every single issue that we're facing right now is a direct result of the election fraud from the 2020 election.
Right.
Every border issue, every illegal alien issue, every COVID issue, all of it, all
yes.
of it comes from the fact that we have now experienced a communist coup linked to the Chinese backing this communist coup
right.
and taking over through a fraudulent election.
Yeah. And this is, I mean, this is just alarming. So the evidence continues to mount, and people like Sidney Powell just continuing to do an amazing job, not letting up. I mean, actual pit bulls that are locked on that are not letting go of this issue. So
that's right.
We're going to continue following this, but where can they get more information on this?
Okay, so if they want to watch the entire clip or watch the entire documentary, Murder, Spies, and Voting Lies, they can go to defendingtherepublic.org/election-integrity/.
That's right.
That is Sidney Powell's website.
And at RadioFreeRadio.com, we also put up a posting with all of those links and all that information as well. All right, guys, God bless you all. Be safe out there and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here for the morning commute.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.